G'day, mates.
Good day, everybody. Welcome to episode 32 of the Good Day podcast, where Maxie and I talk about our adventures down under.
Woo-woo.
Another day in beautiful Magnetic Island. We actually decided we're going to extend our trip here a little bit, so we got some free housing.
Yep, from my boss and her sister. Her sister has a house up here, and she's not living in it yet, so...
You're going to get another episode out of us here, and maybe another one after this, so... We love it here. It's absolutely amazing. Magnetic Island is beautiful.
Yep. Today we went to the beach and we couldn't stop talking about how much we love our life and just this island. And
it's just like the beaches here are different. Like we were talking about like the beaches in Florida you go to and you're like, oh, these are nice. But like they don't have character. I mean, you know, like they're just like a flat beach. These beaches have like character. And
the water is just so gorgeous to swim in. Like I love swimming any beach I go to. And in Florida, the swimming and the water is amazing, but there's just something extra special about these beaches. I don't know how to explain it.
And it's just like a lot of people, like you go to Australia, like a lot of people here are like obsessed with like the outback and going to see like the Red Center and do like the national park things that are inland. But like Australia is known for its gorgeous beaches. That's why you should come here, and that's kind of what we've been enjoying most. Like, the highlights we've had are the amazing beaches, and just, like, it's been amazing. There's not, like, any other beaches like this in the world,
I think. Yeah, like, I don't want to get out of the water, but I guess that's why a lot of people just do the east coast of Australia, and it's the majority of the people here settled along the east coast, because the beaches, but... That's not to say that taking those outback road trips to the West Coast, those beaches are probably even better.
Oh my gosh, yeah. They should develop the West Coast of this country. Imagine.
No, they shouldn't. I like it how it is.
I know, they shouldn't. But, like, imagine if it was, like, I mean, not even, like, build up. Like, just have a town every hour or every two hours instead of every 8 hours apart.
Yeah, the construction next door is really annoying me. But... Yeah, there's definitely not enough towns along the West Coast, but that Southwest area is just, like, perfect for me.
Yeah, I mean, we've been, like, assessing, so we bought our flights back home. Drum roll, please.
Or boo.
Boo, yeah. December 14th, we'll be back in the U.S. of A.
Back in Brantford.
Yes. So, like...
Come bring us dinner. We'll be back around dinner time.
Yeah. since we got these flights, we're just kind of, like, overlooking the year and being like, oh, my God, it's wrapping up so fast. And just kind of assessing the, like, everywhere we've been so far in this island and kind of just looking at it, a bigger picture now. But, yeah, it's been amazing. I think the West Coast... is just untouchable for me. Like, from Esperance to Exmouth is just so good. I think it's my favorite, like...
100% agreed.
Yeah.
West Coast, best coast.
Yeah, that's what someone says.
So, we'll be back to the West Coast of Australia.
Yeah, and if you're going away for, like, 2 weeks, I definitely want to come back, and I think the perfect road trip. If you want to do an Australian road trip, here's the perfect plan. I'm laying it out to you right now. This is off script. We don't even have this in our notes. You fly into Perth. Do this during January, the American winter, because then it'd be summer. Fly into Perth, rent like a Land Cruiser that has rooftop tents on it, and there's like rental companies that do that. Drive the inland route to Esperance, then take that southern coastal route all the way back to Esperance. 2 week trip.
Or all the way back to Perth.
All the way back to Perth, yeah. That would be an ultimate trip. Or go to Exmouth and back. That'd be a little bit longer, but...
Both are really good. I'm just gonna point out that I don't know if you'll get the full Aussie culture doing those road trips, because I feel like you're not gonna really find the same amount of people, and the people might not be the same... But you'll get to see the most beautiful natural sights.
Yeah. I mean, I think you'll still, like, if you're looking to have, like, Bogan experiences, I think you'll find a couple out there.
A couple, yeah.
But, like,
just,
generally...
Like, less interactions.
Yeah, just because there's not as many people. So, like, you'll get beautiful beaches all to yourself. And, like, yeah, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
So, Maybe a year or two, 3 years, someone, yeah, put your interview or put your applications forward. We'll come back here and definitely do that road trip.
Like our friend should ask us to come lead them on this road trip.
Exactly.
Yes, please. If you're interested, please invite us. And we will be the tour guides.
Yes, but all that thought stems from us booking our flights home. So we have we're leaving December 9th from Australia. And then just there was a weird thing with the flights where it gave us like a 5 day layover in Hawaii. So like I'm like, we're not complaining. Yeah, just the flight, that's how just the flights worked out. It was just a 5 day, 4 day layover in Hawaii. Ugh.
The
It's
wife's
just gonna
finger
be
slipped on the.
it's gonna be so hard traveling back. So
Yeah,
but we
leaving Australia is
actually
gonna be so hard, knowing that we have to spend 5 days in Hawaii
before we have to go home to beautiful cold Connecticut, we have to go to Hawaii. Ooh, us. But we
Yeah.
actually got like the flights were actually cheaper to do this than go direct from Sydney to New York in a day. So like we literally save money, and we since we complained to American Airlines and built up some points with them, the flights we got them for free basically. $5.
For free.
I $5.
Okay, yeah. We had to pay, I guess when you use points, you have to pay like a $5.60 fee to just book a flight.
Yeah.
And so basically $11 total. We got flights from Australia to America with 5 day layover in Oahu.
Yes, so if you have any Hawaii recommendations, we would love some.
So excited.
Yeah, it is a
Oh, I just want to say there are some people out there. We love you guys, but I know some of you think that once we're done with this year-long sabbatical, that we're just done traveling. So I'm just gonna make sure you guys don't get your hopes up now. I'm gonna let you know now.
We're
We're going
probably.
to travel the rest of our lives, and I'm sorry that that hurts some of you, but that's just who we are.
Yeah, we're probably never going to go away for another year again, but
No,
you'll
that's.
see us in Mongolia.
Yeah,
Maybe.
you'll see us in Papua New Guinea.
No, I don't want to go to
I'm
Papa.
kidding.
Oh my gosh, that was too close to the tip in Cape York. I don't want to go back to Cape York.
I'm neither.
Yes, but we've been starting to plan things. We do an annual Christmas dinner back home and planned it, scheduled. So we're going home. I'm going to get back in the groove of things. Oh, it's going to be fun. And we're going to be home for Christmas too. We'll be there 10 days before Christmas so everyone can have us around for Christmas, which is
Yeah,
nice.
and the family dinner.
Family
Woohoo!
dinners. Yeah.
So much fun.
I know. And just the thoughts of like leaving and stuff. I don't know. Since we booked the flights this week, it's all been coming upon us. And like selling the car is something we'll have to do. And I don't want to sell the car. I wish we took it back, but. Or wish we could take it back. But speaking of the car, I did some more, did another annual 250,000 kilometer service on the car. Low mileage. So I think 250,000 kilometers is like 150,000 miles, something like that. But
Don't ask me.
did a nice oil change, replaced the filter, oil filter. Our AC was squealing. So that, like, I feel like when I work on my bike or work on the car, like usually you do something and then like you're like, all right, I hope this works. I hope this works. And most of the times, or like 80% of the time, it won't work. And what you spent like an hour or 2 hours on was kind of just a waste of time. And that's what happened to me when we were in Cape York when I was trying to fix the squeal on the AC. So whenever you turn the AC on in the car, it would just squeal nonstop, and it would just be the most annoying thing. The AC would still work. It was just one of the belts that drove the AC thing got loose. So again, I tried to fix it this time when I was doing the oil change, and boom, fixed it. No more AC
Yay!
squeal. So it feels good to like, I didn't really know much about
Nice.
cars or anything like that, and it feels good to actually work on something and fix it. And I was trying to do that with our car's central locking. It was like playing up for some reason. So you try and lock the car, and none of the doors would lock. So I took off the entire door panel and tried to like clean off some wires and stuff. And then I put it all back together. And it didn't work. But then the next day it started working again. So I don't know if that was me or just the car doing its stuff.
Everything, everything just works out for us.
Yes.
Especially with the car. Thank you for doing all that stuff.
My pleasure. I love it.
And
building new skills.
Yeah, big growth year for the two of us. Corey's a big car guy. But we got to do another beach day to Balding Bay. You guys know it by now. If not, listen to the last few podcasts. It has a reputation.
Yep.
Absolutely beautiful day.
It's the best beach on the island. And we were talking about it today. You used to be able to drive to every single beach except for two. And those two beaches were the nudist beaches. But now they closed the road because the national park doesn't want to keep up maintenance on the road. So you have to walk to almost every beach except for like the main bays that the towns are around, and one really pretty one. But Balding Bay, there's another naked man incident.
Not incident, just a funny.
Yeah, I don't really remember this that well. I think I blocked it out of my memory.
Well, we swam a lot, but then we noticed that someone who was swimming naked on the other end of the beach decided to just lay face down where the waves meet the sand. I guess the waves are always on the sand, but
where the waves are crashing.
Yeah, where they're crashing. He was lying face down for like an hour, letting the waves just crash on his backside, just naked.
And these people are just ridiculous. They give me Ajna.
Ajna. But then another day we went to Alma Bay, which is a really popular beach because that's one of the main town beaches. And it's the prettiest of the main town beaches, and it gets the big waves when it's windy or stormy.
Yeah, they had like a life-saving club or like the lifeguards. They had like a big competition there when there was big waves. And it's like the only wavy beach, I'd say.
Yeah, and so we went when it was wavy and it was so much fun.
Oh, we did some body surfing. It's like, that's like another thing where I'm like, you come to Australia, like there's surfers, there's everything. Like, we haven't really done much of that, but now that we're getting down the East Coast, that I'm excited to, like, I don't know, maybe take surf lessons or go surfing with some friends we made.
Maybe.
And I love the big waves.
Byron Bay or Noosa.
I'd love the big waves.
I like big waves if I can float over them, even if they're really large, as long as they scoop me up and I float over them. Or jump over them. I don't like when they crash on me. That is terrifying.
I like big waves and I cannot lie.
But you know what Australians don't like?
What?
Because they do like big waves.
Oh, I know, but you say it.
Well, no. How about you answer it?
They don't like to work.
Yes, they don't like to work. We probably brought this up a million times, but I thought it was funny because my boss is training three new workers. Because I'm leaving and because someone else retired, yada yada. And one of the new ladies was saying, you probably noticed by now that Australians don't really like to work. And I was just laughing a lot because that's something we talk about all the time, Corey and I. But it's funny because she hasn't worked in a few years now and she's only like 58. And she said she just wanted a job to get extra income and take vacations. And so I was like, oh, how many days a week are you looking to work? And she said, I don't know. We'll see what happens. I don't want to work at all, but like maybe once a week. And then the other worker, the 56-year-old, she said the same exact thing. She was like, I don't know. I'm happy with whatever I get, even if it's just once a week. And she quit her other full-time job. And she said she's not retiring, but she's just happy to switch to a once a week job.
Yeah.
And then the other girl who everyone or the boss is like, oh, she's going to be the main girl. She's going to be the main girl to replace you because I have the majority of the shifts right now. She only wanted 20 hours a week from the job. And that's just like not impressive.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So all these people don't want to work. But
and even remember old mate a couple months ago was like, oh, I love hiring Americans because you guys don't, like, you guys want to work and you don't want to go sit at the pub all day.
Yeah. Well, he said he likes hiring the work and holiday people. So yeah. I guess that goes for all non-Australians. But they also build their homes, like, as if they don't want to work. because it's just like everything's made out of tin. The roofs are made out of tin. The walls are made out of paper, basically. The bathrooms, even in nice houses, like the big house in Tasmania we lived in, they have these drains on the floor where you can just see the shower water running through the pipe in the floor. You can look down and see the water gushing. Or if you're brushing your teeth and the sink's running, the sink is running, you can see the water
going down into the, like, below the house and somewhere. So the garden or something.
It's so strange. Like, that's not something that you see in a normal house in the U.S. Like, yeah, that is covered up.
Yeah.
It's just very strange. And then we've had, like, cockroaches climb up out of there.
Oh, this house has been... this house has been amazing because it's on this island. But I wouldn't live or buy or...
No. Yeah. Just take us at our word there.
Yeah. I mean, it's a nice house, but we'll maybe do a house tour.
Yeah,
do a house tour. Show them the refrigerator outside and the bookshelf instead of the refrigerator.
I should do a reel.
Yeah.
Check the Good Day page. Maybe we'll do that. So, back to my job. I had to stop a theft this week.
Maxi is a hero. A true hero.
A local island hero.
She's in the newspapers.
Yep. Front page.
American Saves Store from a $12 theft.
If anyone took that seriously, that was a joke. But anyways, so I was training one of the new girls, and we had some customers paying. And then I noticed that some other customers were leaving a massive puddle on the ground. And I looked down. And so, like we said in the last podcast, people bring in sand and they're dripping wet all the time. But I have never seen water dripping off someone like this. Like, that she stood in one area near the counter and there was a massive puddle on the floor. Like, a serious safety hazard. So, obviously, like, I'd have to mop it. It was that much water. So, I said to the girl, "Oh, are you wet?" And she was standing next to her mom looking at other products. And she's about my age. She and her mom ignored me, but I noticed their body language got uncomfortable because they heard me and they just chose to ignore me. So I had to, like, speak up again because I had all these other customers paying and they were kind of, like, seeing them ignore me. So I just gently said, "Could you just come back when you're dry? Just because I'm going to have to mop the floor now." And instead of looking at me, they decide to just look at each other and start walking out shoulder to shoulder really awkwardly. And the mom just put down whatever she was holding in the wrong spot. It's fine. On a counter. And then the daughter kept holding the product that she was looking at and just walked out. And I was thinking, this mom and daughter made a small purchase earlier in the day. Is that what they bought earlier? Like, I don't want to accuse them of stealing if that's what they bought when they were here earlier. And so as I'm thinking about this, I see the girl show her mom. They're walking shoulder to shoulder very awkwardly outside the store. I see she showed the mom, like, "Look, I still have this in my hand." And the mom goes, "Come on, let's keep going. Let's keep going." And ushered her out of the store. So I just felt like the right thing to do is to just speed walk after them and say, like, "Oh, do you want me to hold on to that for you until you come back later?" So that's what I did. I sped walk out there and I had to talk to them outside because they were already, like, outside the shop.
So they stole the thing.
Yeah, they're already outside the shop. But like I said, I had witnesses of other customers and I didn't want to just, like, let them get away with it and look like the worst employee ever. So I said that very nicely to them and they were super embarrassed. And the girl just flung it into my hands basically and ran away because
she got caught in the act.
Yeah, she got caught red-handed.
Caught red-handed. And then you banished them from the store for eternity, or no?
No, I almost put it to the side. It was $12 earrings, opal earrings. I almost put it to the side and then I was like, "Oh, let's be real. These people are not coming back and showing their face in here."
Yeah, and it's crazy because you told me that they already came in and purchased things.
Something small, like a sticker.
Yeah, but still, like, they came in and purchased something.
Yeah, and
then
they
were
going to
come back and then purchase something else. Also, you tell me about, like, the buying habits of people, like, how they would... there's, like, things that I would never do as, like, a shopper. Maxie's told me before of, like, people come in and then, like, they buy one thing and they're, like, happy with it. And then they walk out and then they come back and buy another thing, like multiple transactions of...
Oh, like if they come in for something, or maybe they look around for 10 minutes and they decide to buy something, and on their way out, like literally 10 seconds after they take their receipt, as they're walking out, they see something else and they like it and they come right back up and they buy it again. And on the way out again, they see something else and it just repeats the process and they make three transactions.
Yeah, just wild.
But yeah. And then after that incident, I had to mop the floor and it was an absolute mess on the floor. And it was so much more water than I even thought because she had to walk around the store. So I was just, the towel... dragging a towel around the store.
That's a crazy story.
For like 5 minutes.
Yeah, that was pretty wild. But we actually, there's this one restaurant on the island that has been getting loads of reviews. Like your boss was like, you have to go here. It's like, this is the spot to go. It's called Thai Again. It's a Thai restaurant and it's just like a husband and a wife who just run it and basically they're...
In their house. But it's like a... designed it to be like a restaurant.
Yeah, there's like a porch area that's like all covered and then the kitchen's in the back. It's not just like someone's house. So you could fit probably 40 people, something like that. Maybe 25 at most.
No, it's big. 40, one table was like 8 people.
Yeah. And we were calling and calling trying to get reservations because you have to book ahead. It's like... you got to know the guy basically to get in because everyone wants to get in.
You either Facebook message them for a reservation or you call.
Yeah. And probably after a week of trying, we finally got in and it was amazing.
Yeah, it really was. All these strangers on the island were talking about it and everyone the last like 2 weeks have been complaining that no one could get a reservation. It wasn't just us. It's just they're hard to reach because the wife does all the cooking. So they only give reservations to a small handful of people a night, even though they can accommodate a ton of people.
Yeah, it was like sold out. When we were there, it was fully booked and there was maybe only like 8 or 10 other people at the same time. So it's probably because it's hard to do everything as like just a solo chef, like basically near impossible. And like the guy, the husband there was working hard. He was dripping in sweat, serving everybody. But yeah, it was really so good.
We ordered money bags. They brought us money.
I don't know. It was like a ground chicken with like herbs and Thai spices and stuff like that.
And like a fried dumpling.
Yeah, it was very good.
So good. We got spring rolls. He did bring us the vegetable ones when we ordered pork, but that's okay.
Tisk, tisk, tisk.
And then, we just...
but we really haven't been going out to eat that much. That was like only our third or fourth time.
Yeah, because everyone was raving about this place and how everyone was fighting over the reservations. We just had to get in the mix there. And luckily,
we did.
We got a chance to go. And my boss said that she was going to try to get a reservation to take us out again.
Yeah, so maybe we'll sneak into there.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, and while Maxie's at work, I got to try and find some things to do. To occupy my time. And one day I was just chilling on the beach reading Dune, which I love Dune so far. Book is phenomenal. I like the movies though, just because I think I like the visual and sounds of movies are better than books, but the book is very good. But anyways, so I decided to go on a jog at the beach, right at Horseshoe Bay and just run Horseshoe Bay. And so I started jogging down the beach. The sand was good, nice, hard, compact. But the beach is probably 2 miles long. And I got probably a mile out there where there wasn't really any people. The town isn't anywhere. And I see this man coming off the street on his bike. And I'm like, oh, okay, there's a dude on his bike up there. He just parked it at like a pole and just got there. And then I look up again. Fully naked, walking into the beach. Mind you, not a nudist beach, but no one was stopping him. And then he just, like, it was just the worst timing. He was right in front of me, walking down to the beach while I was on my jog. So, the nudists are following me.
So, was he biking naked?
I don't know if he was biking naked or not, but I didn't see him with clothes on ever because he was too far away on the bike to see if he like had clothes or not. But I don't know. Maybe this whole island is full of nudists.
Yeah, every beach is a nudist beach.
Every beach, yeah.
And then another day after work, we went to Alma Bay again, which is the one that we went to with the really big waves. And it was absolutely flat. And we went after work, so there was only a little bit of sunlight hitting the water. And we just swam in that area. And it was this lovely little lagoon.
Oh, it's so beautiful. And this was right after your coworker was bragging about, oh, I swim every day.
Yeah, I swim every day. Do you swim every day? And when we were leaving, she's like, are you going to go swimming? And I was like, no. And then Corey did ask me to go swimming, and we did. So I was really tempted to text her and say, I went swimming too.
But she doesn't even go swimming in the ocean every day. She goes swimming in her pool.
She was trying to tell me that she swims in the ocean every day, but then come to find out, the people she bought her house from came in to shop, and the topic got brought up that she has a pool. And so, yeah, she confessed that she swims in her pool and the ocean, depending on what she wants.
I know. I'm, like, tempted to go swimming every morning when we walk by the beach with Winnie. Like, this morning walk with Winnie is getting tiring. It's just, like, 2 miles walks every single day. And sometimes we see some fun critters on the walk.
Yeah, as we saw the largest wallaby
kangaroo thing. It was massive. It was like one of those big kangaroos that like people see. It wasn't that big. It was
we've probably seen bigger out in the wild mainland.
Probably if it stood up straight, it was 5 feet. Like, I think it was that big.
Yeah. We heard it thumping through the woods, and then we saw it. And I was telling my boss, Sharon, about it, and she said it's probably a wallaroo. It's kind of a mystical creature here, because there was a sanctuary in Horseshoe Bay that had full-size kangaroos, and they lost them. I'm telling Corey this for the first time. They lost them on the island.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, legend has it that they reproduced with wallabies, and those make a larger wallaby called a wallaroo.
That's crazy.
And it's not like an indigenous species. It's just like a newer
mix. Yeah. Wow. It definitely, because there are definitely much bigger wallabies than like the normal ones, because the other day I went running and there was a family feeding the wallabies down by the rocky point.
Uh-huh.
And they were all like so small, like 2 feet at most in height, and that's I feel like is a normal size for these little rock
wallabies. They're so small here,
but this one was 5 foot plus. He was huge and big tail. Like, you can tell how big they are by the thickness of their tail. This guy had a thick tail, that's for sure.
Definitely a wallaroo. It wasn't it's not a mythical creature, like I said, it's real, but it's, you don't see them that often, basically.
Yeah, and one day we I think it was yesterday, you met someone in the store who was bragging about these like big clams that he saw.
Well, he wasn't bragging, but he was showing us pictures and videos of these giant clams underwater, because he went kayaking in Horseshoe Bay, and that's where I work. And it looked really, really, really beautiful. These just giant clams with their mouth facing upwards towards the sunlight, and their lips were curvy like a crinkle scissors and blue. So I've been talking about them, and I'm like, Corey, we have to rent kayaks and try to find these clams at low tide, but not too low tide, because then you get stuck on the reef.
Yeah, so we rented out a kayak and went to White Lady Bay. I think the whole bay, Horseshoe Bay, was named White Lady Bay until people were like, that's probably not the best name for it, and named this smaller beach and bay White Lady Bay.
And no one knows about it because you can't see it from land.
Yeah, and there's one house like within the national park that like some guy was owned to watch over an oyster bed, and now it's just someone else lives there, but it's just like one property in like the nicest, most secluded area of the national park. So that was pretty cool to see.
And we saw a sea turtle pop up. We did not see the clams.
Did not see the clams, sadly.
But we saw, like I said, the sea turtle pop up. We
good saw coral.
Bright red coral, bright blue coral, funky coral.
I just think that the coral and the like snorkeling here is not as good as the West Coast.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I don't know if we'll have to go to like one of those little Antilles out deep to see what like it's really like, but I mean, this is the Great Barrier Reef and it's not that good.
Yeah, so whatever. But we did see those two cool fish, sunfish or like angelfish, I don't know.
Yeah, and another thing that I did while Maxio was at work one day. It was actually the same day that I went running on the beach and saw the naked man cross, naked biking man. I went, like, people talk about, like, rock hopping around, and I was like, ah, oh, I'm going to go on a little adventure and just rock hop around to see, like, what's around Alma Bay. So Alma Bay is one of the towns, like, right, one of the nicest beaches in the town. So I started walking around and eventually got to, like, one of the points, and there was this absolutely amazing, like, perfect rock channel that cut through the rocks. It almost looked like it was man-made, how perfectly and geometrically similar it was. It was basically a giant window where you could see across the point, and I don't know, it was absolutely beautiful. We'll have to add pictures of it in the
At G'day Pod.
Yeah, in the Instagram. But it's just like one of those things where it's like, if this place had a little bit more better trail building, someone would put like markers on the rocks to say, hey, there's this really cool natural geologic feature over here that people should see and is like a really interesting thing. But no, it's just like, no, they don't, you don't develop this area. There's nothing, no trail development, no national park development. If that was like, that's national park worthy, what I saw, and just no sign, never heard anyone talk about it.
Same.
And yep. I found it. So I'm naming it Maxie's Window.
Aw, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, national parks equals just leave the nature alone here. But yeah, time is flying. We've been here for, what, 8.5 months? Going
almost
on 9 months.
Almost 9, yeah.
And coincidentally, we don't meet many Americans here, but coincidentally, the people that had just rented paddle boards before we rented our kayak were also Americans from Baltimore. And they asked us how long we're here for, and we asked them, and they said that they're leaving today, which was the next day, and that they'd been here for, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, and they're like, we were in Townsville for some conference or some festival.
Art festival. Yeah. And so we said, yeah, we've been here for like going on 9 months.
And they were shocked. Their faces were like, what?
Yeah, and on the island for almost 2 months. Yeah. And
that really got me when we said we were on this island for almost 2 months. I'm like, holy cow, time is just going by so fast. Like, I can't, it feels like we just got here.
It really feels so fast. Like, I can't even imagine how fast the next 2-3 months are going to go.
I know. So we got to make the most of every minute we have here. We got some fun stuff. Yeah, we got some fun stuff planned for the trip south, the East Coast. Yeah, exciting stuff. But we got to cherish every moment we have. And kind of, that kind of really hit me when I was like, oh my God, we've been here. And this is like, oh, we got to make the most of it.
Yeah, but our whole life into the eternity is going to be fun, so
facts.
The fun doesn't end when we go back to the U.S.
yes. And you know what else doesn't end?
What?
The pasta lasagna.
Pasta lasagna.
Maxie made a delicious pasta lasagna last night. Actually, describe the dish.
It's a peasant dish, an Italian peasant dish, very cheap, very easy. Anyone can do it. I've actually never done it before, but my mom has verbally explained it to me many times, so I did it from memory, even though I've never done it, and tasted accurate. And it is pasta with olive oil and garlic and cannellini beans and salt and pepper, whatever. But it's so simple and it tastes so delicious. It's so creamy, believe it or not. And you can make it red and add some tomato sauce into it. But yeah, we had the white version, which is no tomato sauce. And Corey loved it.
Delicious. Good food Maxie makes me all the time.
I grew up eating pasta lasagna for like nearly every meal. So sometimes I get sick of it for long periods of time. But Corey and I both agreed that
it was due. We were due for
8 or 9 months without it was way too long.
Yes. And you know what we waited way too long to do?
What?
Watch Crocodile Dundee, mate.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, mate. So, Crocodile Dundee is a fantastic movie, mate.
Oh, no, I can't do it right now. Oh, I sound Southern. You can go ahead.
So, this bloke, I don't know if I could do a whole accent for a whole segment, but
okay, guys, coming soon, we're going to practice the Australian accent some more. We already practice enough, but it's hard to do under pressure. Yes. So maybe next episode we'll do a segment in the accent, but it's clearly not going well right now.
Yeah, so we watched Crocodile Dundee. We like our neighbor back home, Henry, loves this movie, I know. And so we watched it. Absolute classic. I think my favorite line was, so it's basically like a liberal from New York is going out to the bush to interview a guy who survives a crocodile attack. And she asks him, he's like, oh, so do you protest anything? He's like, what's the protest? He's like, all the things going on in this world. And you're like, doesn't concern me out here. He's like, what about the arms race? What about this? And he's like, oh, yeah, I only protest. The only time I protest is when I get thrown out of the pub.
Yeah.
But that was a fantastic movie.
My favorite line, the cat is meowing, but my favorite line would probably be how everyone accused him of being a crocodile poacher, and he kept wanting to convince everyone he was a fisherman. And then the journalist found bullets in his boat, really big bullets. And she was like, oh, so you do kill the crocodiles? And he was like, no, bear money can get really big. And that's the fish that Corey and I love eating.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. Yeah, good movie. It's definitely like a cult classic where it's just like, they did a pretty good job, like with the Bogan Australian guy. It's just funny.
It was pretty accurate.
Pretty accurate.
They could have done it a little more hardcore, we thought.
Yeah, they could have went a little harder, but it was a good movie. I'm glad we watched it when we did.
Yeah. And yeah. That night, we heard such a racket outside the house.
Oh, my God. I thought there was, like, koalas running around our yard or, like, kangaroos in our trees.
I thought it was a kangaroo.
Yeah, I thought a kangaroo got stuck because their backyard is, like, enclosed with fully wood fence. And well, it's really a front yard, but we enter through the other side. But, yeah, there was just absolute commotion. Things running along the roof. So, like, in a tin roof, everything sounds so loud. And, sorry, this cat. And so I look outside, and there's possums running along our fence and just all this absolute chaos. And also, I noticed last night, there was a frog, a green tree frog, on, like, trying to get in the house. He was on the screen door coming inside. So that was, and I went and pet him. He was a good tree frog.
Yeah, if you didn't see Corey's Instagram story, we'll have to repost that one to AkadayPod. Very cute tree frog. And then as all this commotion was happening, Corey decides to check the door that we set the trap with, or he sets the cat trap with.
Yeah, so I walked up to the door and the cat trap was set, and I noticed the food was gone outside. So that usually means the cat was in and out. So I was like, oh. But I kind of had a weird sense, like, something was in there. I could, like, hear something. So I, like, kind of made a little bit of noise shutting the door. I wasn't really that smooth with it. And out comes this other cat. There's another, like, not our cat. And he got stuck in the door, like, as he was leaving. Like, he let the door hit him on the way out. we didn't get out, but, like, when I saw him, I was like, oh, that's the other cat, because I've seen him before.
You have?
I think, remember the gray one that we saw crossing the street?
Yes.
It was that
one. Oh, he's cute.
Yeah. So he got almost caught by us. We almost caught a random cat for Clarissa.
But it's funny because you almost caught a white cat.
Yeah. So I've been almost catching all the cats except for the missing cat.
Oh my gosh, it's too funny.
And last night, another cat, our favorite cat.
That was this morning.
This morning, yeah. Our favorite cat, Fatty.
It's Fatty. So she loves sleeping with us, but she likes to get up earlier than 6 a.m. and scratch at the door to be let out. And then she scratches at the door to be let back in. And we can't just leave the door open because all the cats come in and
it's just chaos.
Yeah, one meows so loudly through the night. So
this cat is good at sleeping with us. Like, usually, not every night she has to go out of the room, but, like, she's fine sometimes. But, like, sometimes when we're getting up in the morning, we just let her out and she's good. But this morning,
she scratched at the door to be let out. Corey let her out. She scratched to come back in. She comes back in. And then I don't know how much time passed, but she wanted to go out again. It felt like 5 minutes later.
Oh, like, yeah.
And I remember thinking, oh, maybe she'll just relax and forget about it because she was just out with the food in the litter box minutes ago. And kind of fell back asleep. And I hear a liquid noise.
Traumatizing.
I instantly knew what was happening. She was peeing in our room.
But.
And I jumped up and ran over to her and turned on the light. And she was peeing in our laundry basket. In our laundry basket.
Ridiculous.
And I freaked out.
Good thing it was dirty laundry.
Yeah, true. I was like, oh my God, stop, stop, stop. But she kept peeing. Luckily, by the grace of God, the majority of the things in this basket were sheets and towels owned by the homeowner.
Yeah.
And a couple of Corey's clothes, not very much at all. And she peed directly onto the two thick towels on the top. And then also a ton leaked onto the floor. But, and, well, yeah. Basically just the floor and the towels. And the rest of the things were dry. So
we got out of Dodge with that one, basically.
Yeah, but that was such a fun way to wake up.
So the cat rankings have gone to, she's in the doghouse right now.
Yeah.
She hasn't been let back into our room.
Yeah, she's very uncomfortable because she loves sleeping on the beds in our room, in the dog's bed in the adjacent room.
So she's in the doghouse for sure. I don't know. I don't think I'll let her sleep in our room again tonight.
Yeah, I don't know. She might paw at the door,
though. She is the fattest and cutest, though.
Yeah.
So maybe.
But she has definitely like a specific way that we've learned about her where she is very cuddly midday, like after a work day. / long beach day, will come home
and she wants to be held.
No, she doesn't want to be held. I go and pick her up and then she decides, I love this so much, I'm never complaining, and I'll stay here for hours, and I have to choose to put her down because she's getting heavy or I want to do something else. But she'll let me hold her indefinitely after a work day or a long beach day. And besides that, if I go to pick her up, besides that one very amazing session, she'll like make the funny noises and want to be put down after a couple minutes, and if not nearly immediately. And then in the morning and at night, she's spunky and she tries to fake bite us, but she doesn't actually bite us. She just like puts her teeth.
She like plays with us and like paws at us and stuff.
Yeah, she is a way about her where we've learned her ways.
Yeah, she's definitely a quirky one. I don't know if I get a cat.
Yeah, I don't think I would, but I do love them here.
Yeah, they are fun and good animals to take care of. I will tell you that. They are good, like, easy to take care of. You don't have to walk them. They don't do this. And
but, like, it's hard to love them because they're so
so mean.
You can't really trust them. They like you, and then they don't like you.
Can't trust a cat.
Yep.
And, yeah, so the homeowner's coming home in a couple days, and so funny that, well, she had a cleaner that I think she said came every week.
Yes, every week.
When she was here. We haven't seen that cleaner once.
And my boss has house sat for her before for 6 weeks. And she had the cleaner come every week for her, but she didn't have her come for us, but whatever.
But she also has gardeners who, I guess, take care of the garden, even though I've been watering it every single day and cleaning up all the fallen palm fronds and piling them up. And they came, and I, like, when they were here, I heard, like, some British, or you heard some British sounds coming from the driveway.
Saying hello.
And I was like, no.
And the dog was going crazy, the most crazy we've ever seen her. And we thought that the homeowner came home 2 days early.
I really thought she came home early.
Because she's been telling my boss that she wants to come back early for weeks now. So we thought she just came home 2 days early. We were freaked out.
Yeah. Yeah, I was freaked out as well. But it was just the gardeners, and they were super nice, and they cleaned up the yard. There were so many leaves down, but they cleaned it up real nice.
Yeah, we don't even think that they came the first time that she said that they were going to come, because
yeah, I don't think so either.
The yard looked really good.
Looked completely different. Yeah, and today after that, we went down to Radical Bay, the hardest bay to get to now. You used to be able to drive it, but not anymore. So it's a bit of a walk, a bit of a walkabout. We're on a walkabout right now.
Yes, we're on a walkabout. Go watch Crocodile Dundee if you don't know what we're saying.
Yeah, and swimming at Radical is so hot. It's the hottest beach because, I don't know, I think it's the sun angle, like the sun hits it all the way, like, but... And like the sun always hits it.
The mountains don't block the sun.
Yeah, and went swimming a couple times. The boats is really pretty.
Three times.
Yeah.
It was a gorgeous, bellissima day. A real perfect day.
Yeah. Now we're about to go get our keys to our new place.
My boss's sister's house.
Yeah, it's just down the road from us. So
that's it. So excited. Really. We don't know what it looks like, but yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it for you guys this week. I think this was a fun episode. Hopefully you enjoyed it.
Yeah, we love you guys.
We love you. Have a good day.
Have a good day, mates.
Have a good day, mates.